Hello, everybody. This is Ron with Creation Lightship Healings, and we'll be doing some healings tonight with all of you. This will be from the Creation Lightship Doctors. These are light beings that are on the Creation Lightship. This is their first incarnation. So just kind of sit back and relax. You don't need any kind of belief system to have healing done on you. It's just being here to show up. That's basically it. The light beings, along with your spirit, is what's doing the healings for you. Like I've mentioned before, your spirit is what heals you. So what we need to do to help you out for a more complete or better healing is to work with you right now. So I want to do some clearings on everyone. And this is the light being doctors working with you. And we're going to be doing a clearing now with entities. And entities we don't want to have with us. So these are just emotional bodies of people who passed on here on the earth plane typically. And since they don't have any energy themselves to live on, they chose to come into our own physical bodies here and live off our life force energy. We could call them kind of like Klingons, you know. They like to get our energy, and they like to also have their experiences through us. So at one point, that is not good because we want to be able to be fully conscious ourselves here. So right now, we're doing some clearing. You may feel energy around you leaving you. And when your spirit comes back to you, you will feel a little more dense in your body. Here we go. So right now, there's quite a bit away from you. Most people that I picked up who are on tonight are probably at least 30 to 35% on your body, so you're way above normal. Most people are about 20. Or maybe you've been on this call for a while, and each time you go on this, you get a little more into your body. So this is what I'm here to do, is to help everyone do this here. And this you can also do yourself. So here we go. Just want to keep calling your spirit back to you. So right now we're going to collect your spirit fragments. And they're now going to be coming to you. And most people can sense, if they're a feeling type person or a sensing person, they can feel energy around their body building. And this is the parts of you that left in physical pain and emotional trauma. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into your body where the densities are. It's light energy and doesn't go into density that's very heavy, which we may call judgment energy. So we want to be cleaned out to have your spirit reside with you more. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. And at 10, you'll start to come into your body here. So here we go. Or at number 1, I mean. So we'll do it to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're coming in stronger. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very good. Very open crowd tonight here. People feel very nice to me. You're all about half in your body. And if you can get a mirror around you, look into your eyes, and they should seem a little brighter to you. And again, we're taking out more entities. There we go, and calling more of your spirit fragments back to you. So the way you lose your spirit, let's say that you hurt yourself and you're in pain maybe for a half an hour from that physical pain. Well, whatever would typically be looking out of your eyes at that time of the first initial pain would leave. And because that happening to you, you're really kind of out of your body at that time. And so whatever amount of spirit percentage leaves you, it normally won't come back. It can be around you, but a lot of times the pain is just too much for it and it's not cleared or cleansed, so it just can't come back to you. So here we go. This cleansing is completed now. And we'll put more of you into your body, and I'll count to 10 again. And your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to, typically through the crown or into the heart. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very good. Do this one more time. And we're just clearing away entities. Remember, like I said, your spirit is what heals you. That's the connection to the divine energy. So if you don't have a spirit in your body, it's very hard to get healing energy given to your body to heal. And your spirit needs the body to help with its spiritual growth, because your spirit is here to help your body evolve. And that's why we're doing these processes now and healings for the ascension process, which is to become almost fully in your body, if not all in your body, because your spirit knows how to translate the body, transform the body to the higher frequencies after the planet Earth does its universal shift. And your body would love to go to the new Earth and live in there, on there, and experience life. So it would be what I call heaven on Earth. So now we're just doing some more clearing to your spirit fragments here. The entities have left. And it feels like most of you are going to be probably about 60 to 80% in your body. So this is very, very good. And you should feel probably a little denser, but you feel like you feel more together. Okay, good. Here comes more of your spirit, and I'll count to 10 again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, we're probably all about 80% now was what I'm picking up here, which is very good. So since you're so high, I'm going to do it one more time so we can get you in your bodies 100%. This is my intent here. I have a very open group tonight on the radio, so you all feel just wonderful to me. Here we go, cleaning out some more entities. And these entities are earth-based energies, and so they're going back to the earth, and they're also being healed, so putting back into balance. Okay, tucking more of your spirit fragments. You could use the word soul, but I use the word spirit. There we go. Ready. Here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. So what we're going to do now is a little exercise. I'm going to, with your permission, we have the light beings just take you out of your body instantly, but you're going to come in through your feet. And you may have tingles or warmth coming into your feet, your ankles, your legs. Because normally most spirits don't want to come in below the waist. So we'll put some energy there for healing in the lower part of your body. So here we come. So we're going to come out of your body and come back in into your feet and ankles and knees and hips and... there we go, coming out again, so in and out, and coming in through your feet, and now we're coming out of your body, and going into your feet, and you may feel a little dizzy possibly, and in and out, 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 and in and out. Beautiful. Now we're going to check your orientation of your spirit in your body. So your spirit can come in backwards, sideways, many different ways. So the parts of you that were in your body before we started, we're just going to take the new parts and the old parts out and combine them together. So we're going out. Now they're going to be integrated and coming back in again. There we go. Now you're in your body. If you felt a shift in your body, that means that you were actually in your body improperly. Okay, next what we're going to do is a chakra alignment. And we're going to go to your heart center and reposition that here. So it's just going to be moving right now. So that is pointed in the right direction. There we go. And we'll go now to your throat chakra. Good. And third eye. Good. And power chakra. Great. And second chakra. Great. And first chakra. Great. Okay. With an opening now, and I use the word spin. So I'm going to open the chakras up so they're about body width for you. And if you're in a quiet location where you feel comfortable, that's okay to do that. If you're kind of distracted a lot or have like maybe children playing, jumping around or something, you may not want to have it that large because you may be a little too sensitive. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Okay. All we're going to do is do your mind-to-heart connection. This is so you can get your spiritual guidance. And so what we're going to do is just visualize or picture an elevator going from your, say, your forehead. And that'll be on the 10th floor. And we're going to go down to the first floor, which is your heart center. And this is where you want to go for spiritual guidance. If you go into your head for guidance, you'll probably pick up an entity typically. And that I'm sure you don't want to do, so you want to be connected to your complete whole divine self. Oops, I just had someone call in here, I believe. Do we have someone on the phone call here?
Yeah, hi, Ron.
Yeah.
I just had a question. You know, I missed the beginning part of the show, but I was just wondering what is opening up when you're saying open up the chakras, and if you could go explain that a little bit.
Okay, sure. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
yeah, the chakras are what, it's an invisible spiritual energy, and this energy works with your spirit in your body to energize all your body organs. So it's your actual spiritual flow of your body, energy flow. So that's your complete high resonance of your body, which works with all the other energies around you. And the chakras are what we know about here, being very simplistic, believing that there's, six that associate themselves with your body, plus the crown, which is number 7, which is like your spiritual connection. There's also many other ones. In fact, there's a chakra in each one of your cells of your body. But basically, you want to have those so that they're opened up properly and flowing. If you have an accident, we'll say that maybe you had a cut with a knife or a razor blade, or you had an incision done to yourself. At that point, those energy lines would be probably disconnected, and you want to heal those. If you had like a twisted ankle, the same thing would happen with that. So you'd find that very possibly you wouldn't have energy flowing if you had like a knee problem going down to the lower part of your leg. So you want to realign those chakras. So we'll start now with the mind-to-heart connection. This is for your own spiritual guidance. This is your inward journey. So here we go. So visualize this elevator. So here we go. So 10th floor, going down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And do this again. This is your awakening consciousness going into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And it's like one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And they want me to do it one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put the line on mute here, and you can connect with your spiritual guidance from your own spirit. If you want to use the word soul, you can. And you're right now connected to your divine self. okay. I hope that helped all of you with your guidance. You should feel like your thinking is coming out of your chest area. And if you mumble a word or something, it might feel like your heart is talking. And also, you know, like your heart has lips on it. And your heart also has ears. And this is what you really want to do when you connect with anybody doing spiritual healing. You want to connect this way so that you know if you're getting divine truth or not. It's about the only way you're really going to find out for sure. Muscle testing doesn't always work. I'm kind of going on thin ice here. Because if you have an entity in your body and that's in charge of your body, sometimes the body's energy can be manipulated by the entity. But this way here, once you're in your heart center, you are hooked up to the divine and you have your true guidance. Okay, next what we're going to do here is another healing. What I'd like you all to do is get up and get a glass of water. And I'll give you about a minute to do this here. We're going to do some water charging. This is what I do on my conference calls on Wednesday nights. I'm doing a special session for Ascension with special drinking water. So you can have one container of water per day. Normally people get a gallon of water. And they drink that, and it just tastes wonderful. So just get your one glass of water right now. And if you like, you can also, when you get back, go to your computer screen if it's handy, and kind of scroll down, and hopefully you're on the same location that I am, which is where the beautiful light beam is. Just scroll down maybe about... I'm guessing probably an inch or so down. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. Just go into my show for tonight and click on it and then just scroll down. It's there. If for some reason you're in a different location, you can always go to archives and then scroll down to Creation Light Ship Healings and click on that and then scroll down on that also. And this is one of the light beams that was seen up on the Creation Light Ship by one of the people who was a seer. And what we're going to do first here, and it feels like you're all back right now with your glass of water. What we're going to do now is activate this light beam. And we're going to bring in her divine essence into this photograph. And you probably would want to blink your eyes a little bit or maybe squint. Some people can see or change quicker than others. But if you blink your eyes, you're going to have a different frame and it will show the difference from one frame to the next here. So right now we're having her energize this picture. And she'll begin to have the picture change. What normally happens is the picture will start to lift off the screen, become three-dimensional. The light rays will also start to illuminate around her. She'll sometimes give a little smile, and you can actually feel that energy as it comes to you, and her eyes will start to emit white light. And she's one of what I call the doctors on the ship. She's a light beam from the Creation Light Ship, and she's starting now to get activated. It takes her about 20 seconds or so. So for what they're showing me right now is that the energy on her forehead is starting to change. I'm seeing her cheeks change a little bit. The auric field around her head is changing colors. Her eyes are very intense. She's starting to smile. It feels like now she has a personality. And she's starting to emit a lot of light off of the photograph right now. And what we're going to do is have her charge the water for us here. And she's saying it'll take about another half a minute or so. So what I do, I bilocate instantly to the Creation Light Ship. That's where my home base is. This is my second incarnation on planet Earth here. The last one was about 3,000 years ago. One before that, I have no idea when. And so I'm up there with the light beams on the Creation Light Ship where all the masters were created from. The angels and the saints are also there, plus these light beam, I use the word doctors, are there. They're here to help and assist us for our ascension process. And the Creation Lightship is the ship that is doing the universal shift throughout the cosmos. And it comes once every 2,000 years to all sentient beings to help them with the ascension process. And you have to do your own work, basically. You have to be aware of this here. And this is the same energy lightship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for the ascension that he was teaching and his healings. So this light being now, she's fully activated now. So what I'd like you to do is to take your glass of water or a cup of water and just put it in front of you and put both hands around it, if you would. And she's going to imprint energies into the water for you. It'll have special light codes, which will help you in your spiritual development. It'll help you with detoxification, and it will add more light into your cellular structure of your body. So she's doing this right now. You may feel energy going from your monitor screen into your body, into your hands. You may feel warmth around your body. You may feel this overwhelming love that she's projecting into you. Remember, she is there looking at you. This is a real-time experience. This is how she looks upon the Creation Lightship. And if you're feeling anything, I wish you could give me a phone call during the show here to let other people know what you've experienced during this process here. I guess that'll take another probably 20 seconds to charge this glass of water. You can also ask her for physical healings, and she will assist you with this here. For myself, I'm getting a little warm. My body's heating up. Just stand about 10 more seconds here. And she's saying that now it's about completed for most of us, but wait another 10 seconds, she says. So she wants to make sure everyone has the proper charge in the water for them. So what the Creation Lightship is doing is monitoring your body energetics and giving you exactly what you need in this glass of water to help your body out. Okay. What I'd like you to do now, if you would like to, is drink your water. Have a couple of sips of it and just see how it tastes. And I'm going to taste mine right now. Tastes good. As normal for me, it's always much juicier. It goes down almost instantly, and it just tastes great. So if someone would like to call in and offer their experience, that'd be great here. I'll take phone calls in the next 10 minutes here. And what we're going to do now is just talk a little bit about some of the planetary shift that we're going through. The lightship is still working with energies to help eliminate mind control, which are off-planet energies coming here. And they're telling me that it'll take about another 4 days. They can only project what it's going to take because they're strictly in the now. So predictions with the lightship, it's very, very hard for them to project anything. Initially, I thought it would be over about a day or two ago, but now it's taking a little bit longer. So you may find yourself feeling a little different. Sometimes it could be even a negative effect because the energy that's holding on to you for mind control doesn't want to let go. So it'll hang on extra strong to you. But they are trying, or not trying, they are eliminating these off-planet energies so we can have free choice here. The planet Earth, you have actually no free choice. You may think you do, but that there really isn't anything here because you get sidetracked too often. You may notice that you plan to do something one day and you think about it and you start to do something and all of a sudden the time goes by and the day ends and you go, boy, I wanted to do that today. Well, that's because of the mind control taking you off of your own spiritual path here. So next we're going to be doing some work here and we're going to talk about what people are going through too. The earth spirit, I'll use that term, is going to shift this time around. It did not shift 2,000 years ago. And so what we're actually sensing a lot of times is the emotions of the planet coming up. And so as the earth is attempting to heal itself, where there's out of balanced energies, that's the place on the planet where we're going to be reacting to these energies the most. So where we have volcanoes and tornadoes and even war is where the earth is the most out of balance. And so the earth is healing itself in these areas. And the people on the planet who are living there are responding to what's happening underneath the earth. And it's just a process of what the earth is doing, so it can mirror back to itself as a reflection what's happening to itself and knowing how much healing it's going to be needing. What we're going to do tonight is a very special healing process. We're going to go up to the Creation Lightship, and we're going to go to a special lightship that was created the Monday before Thanksgiving. And this is here for the planet's ascension process to rebalance the planet's energies back into its original spiritual blueprint. And from there, we're going to be able to think our thoughts of where we'd like this little lightship to go to. You'll be on it yourself. And this lightship is fully conscious, and you can just think of thoughts of where you'd like this ship to go. That could be cleaning the air, cleaning the water, working where there's trouble areas on the planet here, pollution, war, etc. And I'll allow you to do your own particular healing there, healing animals, whatever you wish to do. This is your choice, and it will do what it can at that time to bring things back into divine spiritual blueprint. So we're going to be going up to the Creation Lightship, so we're going to have Janina, she's the commander of the ship, come, and you're going to feel her energy around you. And you're going to be bilocated out of time. Remember, you're being turned off and on continuously throughout your lifetime. You're on, off, on, off, on, off, and we don't understand that because we don't have the consciousness to be able to know when we're not here. So the Creation Light Ship, since they created you, has the formula to actually transport you to the ship safely without any problems. And you're still here physically with your regular consciousness, but up on the ship, they can rematerialize you. And then you're there walking physically and talking to the light beings on the ship and requesting physical healings. And they'll do what they can for you during this time. I have a lot of miracle healings with people. And I'll just indicate this is not 3D UFO energy. This is creation itself. And it's not from the Galactic Federation. This is actual creation energy helping you. And the ship is invisible. It travels throughout space and time. And it is the highest form of frequency that there is in the creation of light. So if you have any animals or pets you would like to bring with during this healing process, just think of them right now in your consciousness. And this session is only going to work live right now while I'm on this conference call here. It will not work in the archives. So we're going up right now, and we're there at this time. You may have felt energies in that half a second to 2 second range. Right now we're having our animals and pets leave us for their own particular healing. They're going to a special animal healing light shift. And we're now going to the first room, which is the transporter room. And in this room is where they have a special scanner which can scan our DNA to see who and what we are. They work with all different types of sentient beings, all life forms. So everything in the universe will be shifting in consciousness during this universal shift. And we talk about that here as the shift of 2012. And we're done with that process. Now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. And since we are created from the light, and this is a light ship, you're a complete free choice of how you wish to have the doctors work with you. You can select the individual teams of doctors. Each team is 3 male doctors normally. There's over 200 races on this creation light ship now to help us. So you're now talking with them with mental telepathy, requesting your healings. And what I'm picking up, scanning everybody up on the ship, you're probably picking up about 22 doctor teams. And these 22 teams will have 3 doctors apiece, so they'll do lots of work on you at one time. I can only see one team working, so there'll be 21 teams in the background working with you. So right now we're going down a long hallway. This hallway is at least 200 feet in length. It's about 8 foot wide, about 15 feet in height, and it can change instantly with a thought. To the left are the windows to the light ship. You can see other hovering light ships out there if you're a seer. On the right side is the wall where the doctors have their offices. Doors will appear automatically out of nowhere. They'll rematerialize. And you can see planners against the wall. You can see pictures. You can see different types of ET writings. And we're being greeted now at the very end of the hallway where we're going into the procedure room. So the first room we're going into is a room where they have the beautiful hot tubs. There's about a dozen or so hot tubs in here. Kind of much like the hot tubs we have here, although they're much more higher tech than ours. They have a gel inside of each one of them, which is used for certain frequencies to help our bodies for detoxification. So I'm seeing a lot of purple hot tubs right now and pink hot tubs. So we're all in these hot tubs. Each one of us has our own separate team of doctors working with us. Our energies will not mix. And so we're in this room right now. We're going to go into another location. This location is a lot of people's favorite room. This is where they can release physical body pain from us. And remember, each room that you go into, you want to request your special healings. So if you have any physical body pain, request it right now. And down here, we're going to bring in another divine energy to help us out. And I'm going to bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So I'm going to connect with his first cause energy from the creation light ship. He's known elsewhere as other beings, other names, but here we know him as Archangel Michael. And he's coming down now into your living room, bedroom, wherever you are. And he'll bless your room that you're in, and you can ask him for healings and spiritual guidance also. Remember, you still should be in your heart center, and your spirit is naturally with you on the creation light ship at the same time that you are there physically. And every other energy body that makes up your physical being and spiritual beingness is there too. So here we go. Here comes Archangel Michael. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll put the line on mute here on my end for about a minute. Do you request your healings? And I'll see you back in a minute. Okay. Remember, the light beam on your monitor is still activated for healing, so you can look at her also and ask for healing. The next room we're going to go to on the Creation Light Ship is a room where they're going to be working with our joints. I'm picturing people with joint pains, arthritis possibly, maybe surgery. So we're going to have these light beam doctors help us with this here. So do request healing there. And we're going to bring in another divine energy down here. And this energy will be the energy of Mary Magdalene. So connecting to her first cause energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll see you back again in about a minute. Okay, that's going to go into another location on the Creation Light Ship. Remember, we're still in 21 other rooms up there, so keep requesting your healing. And this room is used for scanning us for cancer cells, tumors, etc. So we're going into this room, and we're standing in front of this opaque like piece of glass. It's like maybe an eighth of an inch thick. It lights up red and orange where they detect different types of cancer cells or tumors in us. And I'm not allowed to see that, so they just look at it themselves. And then everybody is now escorted to different procedure rooms now with their own team of doctors, and they'll be talking with you and doing some healing work on you. So down here we're going to bring in another divine energy. And I'm going to bring in the energy the whales would like to come in, and dolphins. So we'll bring in some whale and dolphin energy to us here. These are the divine beings from the Creation Light Ship, and these beings have chose to incarnate to their next planet, wherever that's going to be, and they will appear to look like our dolphin and whales. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healings. The whales and dolphins will definitely do some healing work on you and also bless your house. We'll see you back again in about a minute. Okay. We're going to another location. And this location is a room where there's this beautiful golden light, and it's going to be shining all around us and through us. They're, in a sense, blowing this golden speckles of light on us here. We're kind of like, in a sense, being spray painted with golden light. It feels very, very wonderful. So this energy is coming to us right now up on the Creation Light Ship. This golden light will do healing with us. And down here we're going to bring in another divine energy. And we're going to bring in the energy of Metatron. This is his first cause energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, again, ask for your healings, and we'll see you back again in about a minute. Okay, so now we're going to be going from the Creation Light Ship. We're going to a special location now, and we're going to what I call is their docking bay. We're going to be going off on like a shuttle, and we're going to be traveling, and I'd like to just give you this experience here. So kind of put your arm up in the air a little bit, or both arms, and kind of feel the gravity right now that you have, the weight of your arm. Kind of just move it up and down. And as we leave the Creation Light Ship, you're going to sense the gravity change a little bit. Your arm will feel a little bit lighter. And right now we're in the shuttle, so we're going one-third of the way out of the Creation Light Ship. This is where they have artificial gravity. Two-thirds. And now we're completely out. Just kind of monitor your hand a little bit. It may not feel too much different right now, but on the way back it will. But just kind of notice that. Take a mental note of how your hand feels. And we're now traveling to this beautiful light ship that was created for the Earth's ascension to do Earth purifications right now. It's the only ship that's here doing this, the only light ship doing the Earth's ascension process. There's only one ship. And we're going and approaching it right now. And we're getting very close to it, and they're doing some special attunements to us right now. We can only go onto this light ship in pure love and pure light energy. So we're being, decontaminated right now. And now we're docking. And now we're going into this beautiful light ship. And again, raise your hand up in the air. You may feel your body energy changing a little bit here. On this light ship now, your complete light energy. And now we're going to go to another location on this beautiful light ship. And each one of us is going to have their own little, I'll use the word shuttlecraft if you like, your own little want to use the ET terms here, a flying saucer, but it's different than that. But your own little beautiful light ship. And you're in this right now. It's fully conscious of your thoughts. So just think of thoughts and what you'd like to do on the earth here to help this purification process of the earth. So I'll let you do this now. Just think your thoughts, and this light ship will automatically go there and put back into divine order the spiritual blueprints there. I'll put the line on hold for a couple minutes here as you travel around. You can go to the rainforest, go into the ocean, work with anything that you'd like to. So I'll see you back in about 2 minutes. Okay, we have about maybe another 20 seconds here, so just think of your thoughts. You are probably feeling this light ship moving around to where your thoughts are directed now. You may have some information that you can bring back here in your consciousness about where you have went and how these healings have worked. And so now we're going and returning back to this beautiful light ship that's responsible for the Earth's ascension process. And we're leaving our little light ship. And again, feel the weight of your arm now, moving it up and down. It may feel lighter than what it did before to you. And now we're going into, I'll use the word, the light shuttle ship here. And now we're returning back to the creation light ship. It's much larger than the smaller one that's here for the Earth. And we're getting close to it right now. And now we're about ready to dock onto the creation light ship. So we're 1/3 of the way in, 2/3 of the way in, and now we're inside. And now feel your hand move it up and down again. And you may feel that it weighs actually more than what it did before. And so now we're going back to the procedure room. So go into one more room there. And when you go into the room to where they're going to be working with our internal body organs. So if you have any concerns there, I request it. They also will be working with our skin. So I'll request healing there also. We'll bring in another divine energy down here We're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. This is first cause energy, and we know him here as that name, so here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'll see you back again in about a minute, and do request your healings. Okay, so we're going to now come back and go to the orientation room. This is where we're giving thanks for the team of doctors who've worked with us, these beautiful light beings. And now we're collecting our pets and animals. They're coming to us now. We're going into the next location, which is the transporter room. And they're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy that we can use for the next 5 days for additional healings. You will be not on the creation light ship, but this cocoon energy will be working with you for healing. So if you attempt to go to the creation light ship, you won't be able to go, but this energy will help you out and facilitate more healings on you. So you want to ask, and this, like I said, the light only works in the now. And you have to ask continuously for what you'd like to have happen. The light really has no predictions, no prophecies, so it strictly works in the now to help us. And we're now getting ready to come back. And they're starting to bring us down in this beautiful white light tunnel. We're coming back down, and now we're here. So hopefully you had the healings that you asked for tonight. I do many sessions with people. I do emotional healing. That's $5 for each year of your life. So if you're 30 years of age, it's $150, $5 times 30. And it's the best thing that you could ever do for yourself, because it'll get rid of the baggage that you're trying to get rid of and working on, gets rid of issues. It allows your spirit to be more in your body. It clears the charges of all these densities out of you for this lifetime. So if you'd like to get a free sample of that, just give me a call, and I can help you with that. The number's on the website there. Also, you can contact me also through an email, healing@creationlightship.com, healing@creationlightship.com. And you probably all feel very relaxed right now, which is what normally happens during these healings. The frustration will leave you. You may feel tingles in your body. Hopefully you receive what you asked for. The emotional clearing that I do here is very beneficial for furthering your wellness of your physical body. Remember, the ascension process is taking your physical body with its full consciousness, along with your spirit that's in it right now, to a higher consciousness. And for my information, the earth plane is shifting to eighth dimensional reality. And so the light beings, each time you go up, they work with you more and more, and they do special attunements to you to allow you to go into the eighth dimensional reality. Down here, people are doing what they call DNA activations. I don't think it's the frequency is not there compared to the creation light shift. It may be designed for fourth dimensional reality, but not eighth. So it's a whole different process. But the light beings know who and what you are, and that's who's doing these healings, because they created you. This is the creation light shift that comes here once every 2,000 years to help all sentient beings for the ascension process. And by all means, I hope that you all can work on yourself to be able to ascend, because your body would really love to do that. It's been here locked in this dimension density for 4,000 years of consciousness. And it would like to move on spiritually. So, I guess I'll sign off now. It's getting close to that time here. So, I really appreciate being with all of you this evening. Your energies all feel wonderful. I know that you're in your bodies probably about 80%, so you should feel like you really have your act together right now. You should feel a lack of loneliness. You should feel very stable in your body. You should feel centered, and you should feel relaxed. So, I'll see you all later. This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and I'll be having another show on Wednesdays, and this time is at 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and have a wonderful weekend. Remember, we have four more days of density that the Light Ship is taken away from us, so it could be a little hairy still. So if you have energies that don't feel quite right in you, just know that they're going to be taken away. And see you all later, and just enjoy your healing. Thank you.